Okay, we are going to get into the next episode of Love and Marriage Detroit, episode 6. So sit back, relax, you know what to do. Let's get into it. Okay, so we pick up the episode hot. Brandon and Christina are still going back and forth with Anthony, and Brandon feels that Anthony is trying to outshine him. Brandon, I don't even think you believe some of the things you say, and that's very dangerous and shaky ground, because one minute you're talking about how Brandon and Bravo are running sprints, you know, basically running way past you as far as success, and now you're saying that Anthony's trying to outshine you, and I'm confused. And I don't know if you mean in the way of he wants to outshine you on the show, because as far as I know, Christina was the link that connected all of them to this show. So I don't know if he feels like Anthony's trying to upstage him on camera, or if he's talking about strictly talking about the function that they're going to do. The showcase that they're supposed to do. But it's like, in one aspect, if you're talking about in the show, I can kind of believe that, because Anthony's been acting real shifty. Because I don't even know if he has personal stake in how he feels about Brandon as much as I feel like he just wants to be in the mess. And then he wants to come out on the other side and be like, but I love y'all. I'm here to keep us together. I want to fix it. Well, sir, you're part of the problem. Okay, Brandon's insecure, that's very clear. When he talks about Anthony in regards to the showcase, Christina and Anthony go back and forth about how she feels the Thompsons are jumping on the bandwagon of the whole Kobe and Russell situation. And to be fair, when Anthony's asked how Brandon snaked Russell, Anthony really didn't have a reason. Like, he's just like, He seemed like he almost stumbled. Like, it feels like Brandon and Anthony aren't that far off, like, as far as how they act. Brandon just kind of seemed like he just be lying, improv, and in the moment. And I think that's why I feel bad that, maybe that's not the right way to say it. I don't feel bad, but the fact that Christina is connected to that, she's constantly like apologizing for him, because he'll just say any old thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think he's the type of person, like, he may not even remember what he says. He just says stuff. And it's like, I don't know what happened in your life that made you do that. I don't know if you were in a combative situation where you just like, I'm gonna hit you, I'm gonna say whatever's the most hurtful or something like that. But it's just, that's just, ooh, such shaky ground. And because Christina is with Brandon, people assume y'all are cut from the same cloth, y'all do the same things, or Christina, you do what you have to do to survive, because Brandon will just make up any old thing, and that's just it. It is what it is. So it's something is very like bizarre. And Anthony, I really feel like he wants to make sure this show works, this show stays on, and he probably wants to come out looking like he's one of the stars of the show. That's what I think. That's how he acts, because he got his hand in all the pots, and he's a kind of that, like, the same way you throw the stone and hide your hand. The only thing that redeems Anthony is I know he's not all the way correct. Like, I know he's not all the way out there, because then he'll say stuff that's like, that makes all the sense in the world. So it's like, are you really this messy in your real life when cameras are down? Or are you just so like wanting this attention of being in the spotlight that you're just willing to do whatever? I don't know. I'm confused. I feel like I'm confused every week when it comes to that. Yeah, Anthony says that Christina is manipulative and loves the drama. And I'm just kind of like, the mirror? Pot? Kettle? I don't understand. Like, I feel like Christina has been getting a really bad rap, but I don't see it that way. And I don't know if I'm just not seeing it correctly, but like, I'm not saying she's not with the drama, but I feel like people are projecting on her a lot when it's like, actually, you're also the drama. Like, literally, I'll say it. I've said it almost every episode. The only people to me that really aren't in the BS, period, is Dr. LaToya, for the most part, and Russell. Like, Russell really be in his own world. He's only on the show because Kobe's on the show. Like, I mean, he's a handsome man, but Kobe's the one who's bringing, you know, more to the screen. And the same thing with Dr. LaToya and Anthony. If it wasn't for Anthony, they probably wouldn't be on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, she seems like a great person, obviously professional, successful, but it doesn't always translate to good TV. Moving on to the next scene. The Thompsons talk about the meeting with Christina, and I was just kind of like, I don't want to do this. Dr. LaToya speaks to the fact that Christina still hasn't called Kobe, although, and Russell, unless they edited it out, you sitting right there and you were in that meeting and you heard Russell say, do not contact me or my wife. Tell your wife, do not contact me or my wife. And you are sitting there agreeing like you don't know that he said that. Now, true, they grown. Maybe you could have been like, I know that's what you said, but I'm gonna reach out to your wife anyway. But if you made it very clear to me that you don't want me to call y'all, and you told my husband you're gonna break every bone in his body, which was an overreaction, then I'm gonna give you y'all space. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and work that out, you know, give it a week or so, just kind of try to touch back later. But you said a statement like that and everybody's acting like they have amnesia, and it's really I don't understand. LaToya feels like there's hurt feelings there. She's trying to be reasonable. She's trying to be reasonable. And Anthony is there still stirring the pot. They talk about how the public outbursts are what she doesn't like, because so far Brandon and Christina have been the drama. Dr. Thompson, to be fair, they are not the only people contributing to the drama. You know, like, you cannot sit there and really put it all on them when you sitting right next to, you share the last name of a man who is absolutely, he's either been in or contributed to almost every argument that has happened. The only one I'll say he really didn't have nothing to do with was the one at the roller skating rink. But everything else, In the next scene, Russell and Kobe talk about how he's addicted to working out. And apparently when they go on vacation, people ask they could touch Russell's arms. And I'm like, that's weird. So you see him out with his wife and like, oh my God, can I touch your arms? Like, what it's, first of all, it's weird. It's also disrespectful. Like, I don't even understand. I don't understand. Like, I get it's a compliment to him, but like, no, you can't touch my muscles. You don't be touching my man's muscles. Like, what? Russell brings up going to the gym to talk about the deal, and Kobe feels like Russell's doing what he does and he's not including her. And they discuss how they need to iron out finances, and like, it's not cool with her. She's like, it's not cool that you're cutting me out. And I know that a lot of times if people are willing to see it for what it is, these shows can be very eye-opening and help them see some things, you know, see some blind spots. And I hope that Russell realizes how much he's leaving his wife out and kind of like experiencing life parallel to her instead of, you know, like including her in the situation. You know what I mean? When we're talking about money, we're talking about names signing on the dotted line, things that are going to affect both of us. This does need to be a discussion that we both are a part of. Even if you're leading the charge, especially if you have an expectation that once you get this Jim, that you want your wife to be the one who may be there for day to day. So you're throwing her into, you're basically saying, I'm gonna throw you in there, let you just do the work, because you know you got time on your hands. Like, it's like, I don't know, it's giving, I want you to help make my dreams come true and your dreams can come after that. And that's like, obviously in life there has to be an ebb and a flow and a balance, and sometimes it is going to be that way. But it's just, I don't know, it didn't feel good. Kind of seeing her fighting for, like, to be seen almost. Brandon feels that Anthony is using the beef with Russell as an excuse to try to cut him out of the showcase. Maybe, possibly. I also feel like you guys are going to be on TV showing this showcase and you want to come correct. So I don't know if it's because there's so much non-communication. And so in light of that, people are trying to get things done. But if you're not including everybody, someone's always going to feel cut out. So I don't know what the real true intentions are. I don't know if Anthony's trying to make Brandon look bad. Brandon already makes himself look bad sometimes, so he doesn't have to do much. I don't know. It's very confusing. Brandon wants to bring Christina on as a stage manager to help make the showcase pop, you know, probably make sure that the image, like that the artists look good and stuff. And she seems very excited, like it's an opportunity to get her feet wet. And, you know, she seems like she's really team, like me and my man. Anthony informs Brandon that out of the 25 slots, Brandon only gets 3. And I think this is also one of those things, I don't know if it's ego, like ego bruising, but Brandon did not take kindly to that. So he's like, well, I talked to DJ, I forgot what the DJ's name was, and we on the same page, and we gonna have 10 artists apiece. And Anthony, what artists does he have? Child, what? The mess. Men are messy too. That's all I want to say is men can be messy too. They may call it something different, but they could be messy too. And basically Christina and Brandon, you know, team each other. Like, how is he dictating things? Like, how is he the person who's in order and, you know, in charge here? That doesn't make any sense. Brandon said he's looking to showcase the talent, not make money off of the show, which contradicts, I feel like, something he said in earlier episodes. I don't know if he said he was trying to make money, but he was asking about, are we going to make money off of this? And I think Anthony and Bravo said, no, that's not what we're here for. That's not what it's about. So I'm just, Brandon, you're all over the place. And if you're improvising in this, in the moment, and just kind of saying stuff off the top of your head, you got to know when it's on camera, it's going to bite you. Like, this isn't giving, I really forgot in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I said what I said, and I really didn't realize I said it. It just feels like you just say whatever, and you just, like, the chips gonna fall where they fall. I'm always gonna land on my feet like a cat. I don't know. It's just, it made my head hurt a little bit. Just a little bit. Brandon just keeps talking about how he feel like he's being cut out, and, you know, he says he'll forever be giving Anthony the side eye, and perhaps you should. Like, I don't know what kind of friendship y'all have after filming is over, but I would probably be like, it would be a situation to keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer, because it's not looking like none of these friendships are looking all that solid. For y'all to have known each other for so long, that's not what it's giving. Next scene, Colby's friend Chelsea stops by. This scene was whatever. Like, they talk about Russell working to buy the gym, and Colby's basically expressing frustration, like saying that, you know, she was saying that she feels like Russell's kind of, you know, in the moment, in these situations, kind of being more macho, and he needs to work on being a better team player. And she feels like he's trying to unlearn some of the habits he has from, you know, what his life was as a bachelor before they were together. And I'll say, when she said that, and maybe just now, I'm like, okay. The first episode, I talked about how I didn't really feel like there was a lot of love there, because she was like, you know, he was like, this is my homie. And she was like, homie, lover, friend. And he was like, my homie. I don't know if this is one of those things where he'll look at that and be like, ooh, that was not a good look. But I feel like Russell wants to protect Colby. But I was going to walk back a little bit, but I kind of feel like he knows what it's a good look. He knows it's a good look. She's beautiful. You know, she's younger than him. He knows they're going to look good together. They're going to catch people's attention. And I think he's learning to love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, learning to fall in love with her. Like, as a protector, 100%, he's, you know, he's got it. But I mean, and I guess people express love in different ways. But it's still giving kind of like, did y'all marry too soon and y'all don't really know each other that well? Obviously, in a relationship, you're always learning each other, but it's just something in him just is kind of cold a little bit. I don't know. Maybe that's just how he is. I don't know. I'm not trying to, I'm just going off of what I see, you know? Obviously, they care about each other. They're committed to being married to each other. Maybe he just expresses it in a different way. Back to the scene. Kobe feels like she has to put her foot down, and her friend says, you know, Russell's the head of the family, but you are the co-star. And I felt like I understood what she meant. I felt like she was kind of saying, yeah, he may be the head of the family, but y'all are in this together. Like, co-star meaning we're we lead, we stand in the light together. So you need to get used to including me, you know? And I think Russell's so used to just making moves the way he wants to. And her friend is like, he needs to remember, like, y'all are both equally important. That's what I gathered. Moving on. Christina meets up with Brittany, who's a publicist for a lot of the Detroit importante people, shall I say? Important people, not importante. I'm just joking. Brittany is the lead publicist in the area. And you know, you want to be on the scene, she's the one that you want to work with. Christina talks to Brittany about Anthony telling Brittany that Brandon doesn't like her. So he's surprised that Brittany wants to do business. I mean, sorry, that Christina wants to do business with Brittany. Okay, that's kind of real confused. Let me try that again. Christina sought out Brittany. I think they already knew each other, but she sought out Brittany to be her publicist. And Brittany was basically like, that's fun. I just wanted to be known that, you know, I represent Anthony and his wife. And Anthony said it was, you know, strange that you would want to work with me because your husband Brandon said he don't mess with me like that. And so I just wanted to bring it to you. I let Anthony know I wanted to bring it to you because that just didn't sound right. Okay, I hope that made sense. So they're talking about it. Sounds like Anthony is being messy again. Again. Doesn't sit well with Christina. She thinks it's odd. You know, she said initially she wasn't aware that Brittany represented the Thompsons, which may or may not be true. Christina says she can't say that Brandon didn't say it. But it's weird because since Anthony calls him family, which also you could tell caught Brittany off guard, she's like, oh, really? Because it sounds like, however he said it, it was like, oh, if that's supposed to be your family, then why are you talking about them like this? Or why is your tone like this? Something's got to be revealed because some ain't adding up right. I'm sorry. It's just very like, what is going on? Christina says she oh yes, she says she can't say that Brandon didn't say that. I said that already. Christina says she reached out to Russell in regards to hearing that Anthony may have discussed them as well. Brittany says that she makes it clear Anthony did not mention those two. Okay, now this is where I get confused because I've watched this episode twice. And I've heard other reviewers talk about it just because, you know, I just like to get different perspective, maybe open my mind to some things. Now, as far as I'm thinking, by the time Christina and Brittany had met up, Christina already took it upon herself to reach out to Russell, being messy for sure, saying, you know, Anthony's talking mess about you and Kobe to the publicist. That's what I'm gathering. You know, it's giving hurt people, you know what I'm saying? And then she met up with Brittany, and Brittany's like, actually, no, Anthony didn't say anything about them. I want that to be known. But the damage is already done. The mess has already begun. And it's just a lie. And I'm sure Brittany probably in that moment was like, I wish I had nothing to do with this. In the next scene, the fellas meet up for Bible study. My God. My God, they meet up for Bible study, which was put together by Russell. They pray, and soon after, it don't take but two, it seems like it don't take nothing but about 5 minutes, and they start going crazy. Russell brings up, you know, this that he said he would break every bone in Brandon's body, and he apologizes. You know, he said, you know, I was really hurt by what you said, calling my wife a Kobe cat, and Russell also brings up that Anthony, he heard that from Christina, that Anthony was saying stuff to the publicist, which Anthony was like, that's not true. And Anthony says he didn't mention them. Anthony also clarifies that he did mention that Brandon isn't rocking with Brittany. In the confessional, Anthony again talks about Christina being a liar. And I'm just like, you got a real thing about Christina. She's your sis, but she's this big liar. And you love them, but you really don't. And it's kind of giving, again, this is giving, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. It's something's not right. Something's not right. It's very confusing. Anthony gets heated saying that Brandon is lying. He's like, I can't believe you would sit over there and look me dead in my eye and lie like that. So he's saying Brandon's lying about saying he doesn't rock with Brittany. Brandon's like, I didn't say that. That's not what I said. Then he eventually changes it to, well, if that's what I said, then it was taken out of context. Again, this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the episode. Brandon, if you're liable to say anything in the moment, you talking ish, you know what I'm saying? You one of those, like, you know, you may be going off the temperature of the room and you just say whatever, not thinking it through, not thinking it'll come up again, not thinking about the consequences. And then when someone else remembers what you said and tells you what you said, you're like, oh, no, I didn't say that. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's a slippery slope. You can't just be saying any old thing, especially now that you're on TV, because it's going to get you caught up every time. He may have said something about Brittany and been like very unserious, like, you know, I don't rock with her like that. Like, she cool or whatever. Like, I don't know the context of their conversation, but he could have been saying it, maybe not even being serious. But it's like, if you have a friend like, you know, Anthony, because Anthony was just like, I guess Brandon's perspective was like, why would you even say that? You know what I mean? And he's like, of course, if you rock with somebody I work with and you said you don't mess with them, like, I got to look out for them. And I just feel like, Anthony, you trying to look out for everybody. You trying to be everybody's friend, everybody's close person. And eventually, I'm not going to say it again. Y'all got it. Y'all understand how I feel about Brandon and Anthony make my head hurt. Brandon talks about the showcase, and he thinks that Anthony's a hater. And Anthony's like, man, check my resume. Come on, little boy. You don't know what you're talking about. Man, get out of here. Like, it got crazy, bro. It got crazy. And Brandon tells Anthony to use his daddy's money, or you using your father's money. That set Anthony off. He's like, what? I'm the first person to make it out. I'm the first person to make some money in this family. Da, 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 da. It was wild. Bottom line, what I gathered, okay, and I hope I don't repeat something I said before in these notes, but what I gather is Brandon's insecure. I think he's insecure because he's working with people who are more established, more well-known than him. And yes, he may have a lot of passion and a lot of talent, but sometimes it's not about being the most passionate and the most talented. It's about how well you work your connections, how you show up. You know what I'm saying? There's different factors that, you know, come into how successful somebody is. And I think, you know, he's feeling a way. And so when it feels like Anthony's cutting him out or not communicating with him under the guise of, well, you're not rocking with Russell, so I can't rock with you, which sounds strange, but whatever. I think it's something going on with Brandon where it's something bubbling up inside of him when it's like, it don't have nothing to do with them. It's something inside of you that you got to work on. Right. But he's constantly projecting on everybody else because it can't be his fault. It's got to be Christina's fault. It's got to be Anthony's fault. It's never his fault. I think at least if he could say at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been on my stuff, but I want to turn that around because I'm ready to shine. I'm ready to like let the world know who I am. I think people could receive that better than him constantly being like, oh, if you had said that, then I wouldn't have said this back or whatever. He's just honestly always pointing the finger at somebody else. You know, he basically wanted to get Anthony upset and he got what he wanted. It worked because Anthony was livid. And it's whack because it's true. Like, Anthony made a good point. You can look at me right in my face and lie to me without flinching. That's scary. Like, if someone could lie to you, I mean, especially like just throw out a lie and own it and like not even be like, man, I'm sorry, I'm just talking shit. Like, you really was, you, Brandon, you got work on that. You need to go talk to somebody for real, because that's going to get you in trouble for real. I was kind of on Anthony's side a little bit in this conversation. I didn't want to be, but I was. And I'm usually giving Anthony the side eye, but I was like, I can't even give you the side eye, bro. Like, yeah. Bravo's trying to calm the storm and tell them to drop their ego. And, you know, I'm not really sure exactly how many ways Bravo plays a part in this relationship, like these friendships or whatever. He seems like he's a person who wants everybody to keep the peace. So I don't know, you know. I don't know. Brandon, basically at the end of it all, Brandon, you know, backtracks what he says, you know, all but says, if I said it, I didn't mean to say it. And, you know, Bravo kind of speaks up and says, you know, I may have played a part in some of this like craziness with the showcase because he wanted to make sure it got done. And he thought Brandon and Anthony weren't talking about it. But at the end of it all, they seemed to resolve it. I don't really think they resolved it, but they made peace for the moment. And they prayed it out and hugged it out. And I was like, this is some fake-ish. I've seen some myself. Christina sets up a face-to-face meeting with Kobe. Oh, Kobe. Kobe wants to know why they didn't get on the phone to talk instead of meeting in person. And Christina's still saying, like, I want clarity. This is back to that Harper Ray situation. Kobe's already looking like she's about to boil over. She looked like she was just waiting. Like, someone put the battery in her back and she was ready to go. She almost kind of reminds me of Candace from Real Housewives of Potomac, because I think sometimes like there's this deep emotional reaction, and unfortunately, like, fortunately for entertainment, but unfortunately we live in a culture where if you're the person who come the hardest with a read, which is aka really like joning on somebody, being mean to somebody, you're in most of the time in the favor of people, right? But sometimes when you bubble up like that and you can't think clear, like you can't just take a moment to just kind of like, you know, it can go too far. You know what I'm saying? Like Candace be going in on people, but then she takes just one step, just a little too far. She might say something just like, I was with you till you just kind of put your foot in your mouth. You know, just backtrack a little bit of what you say. And then she's like, no, I own it. That's what I said. I said what I meant. I meant what I said. That's kind of how I feel about Kobe, except I think she's maybe going to take, she can recognize it a little bit more, but she just bubbles up and bubbles over so fast that it's just kind of like, you got to calm it down. You got to calm it down. You got to work smarter, not harder. Okay. Cause you're going too far. You're going too far left. Anyway, Kobe, you know, she looks like she's trying to contain it. And she feels like if it's about being sisterly, that Christina should have picked up the phone. Kobe's getting heated and tells Christina, you know, you ain't call me, but you call my husband. Don't you ever call my husband again. She got to start putting the finger in the air. And, you know, she basically like, if you ain't going to call me, why you going to call him? Because you being messy. And what did he say? She said something like, you're trying to assassinate Anthony's character. She just said something about Anthony. And I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, Anthony and LaToya and Kobe and Russell, either they've been meeting up or they've been texting or something, because it's giving, I'm saying the same things that I've talked about with other people about you. And that's not a good look. That's how I felt. I felt kind of like Anthony is over here sprinkling all around. Y'all don't even realize it. Anthony over here being a puppeteer and y'all don't even realize it. He's doing so good at holding the strings and being like, no, but it's Christina. And everybody's looking at Christina. And Anthony's like, Anthony. I see it. I see it, brother. I see it. But yeah, Kobe's mad because she felt like you called my husband to throw shade. No, she said to throw shade on Anthony. and Kobe calls Christina manipulative. That's what it was. She said Christina was manipulative. I was like, that sounds familiar. I feel like I just heard Anthony say that. Seems like y'all been having chats, comparing notes, perhaps. But I really feel like Anthony has a big hand in the mess. I think Kobe and Christina had a genuine friendship, right? And I think that, you know, when Kobe gets super emotional, it makes... I got cut off. When Kobe gets super emotional, it just makes it easy for somebody to sit back and just let her just go on and go. Just go on and get it out. I'm just going to sit here. Because every person who's quiet isn't quiet because they're trying to manipulate. Some people are quiet because they don't want to give other people that energy. And I think we live in a world where everybody's going at each other's neck. So if you sit back and be quiet, people assume the worst. When it's just like, for what? What am I? Why am I getting super passionate and angry and going back and forth with you? Now, I'm not saying that's Christina. I'm just saying that it could be. It could be. I'm really interested to see how this season's going in. Because it's, child. They better bring this season back. Bring it back. Because there's some shows y'all need to give up, put on pause. This isn't one of them. Bring it back. Because I want to see how they're going to maintain this crazy drama. Because what? Anthony's the mastermind. LaToya is really just getting her feet wet. Because she doesn't have that close bond with these ladies. And so I think she's trying not to be messy, but she ultimately has no choice but to be messy. And I think that because she has a blind spot to Anthony, she's misdirecting some of her disappointment and frustration. I think Brandon needs to get some counseling because he says things that are reckless and to the point where it's just kind of like you're going to burn a lot of you may have possibly burnt bridges in the past because, you know, you just say things and you're not thinking it through. Christina, I don't think I 100% know how I feel about Christina. I don't dislike Christina. But I am curious to see how things come together. I am. Russell's not really present enough for me to have much to say, like, good or bad. I just think he needs to listen to his wife and be mindful of her feelings and the fact that she is also playing a part in this relationship, this life, this marriage. Who else? I think I got everybody. Kobe, I think as soon as she can kind of get manage her emotions, because I'm still giving Kobe a side eye. I feel like she shows up and she knows how to be messy and be like, huh? Who? Me? What? No. Girl, what? No. I feel like she knows what she's doing. You know what I mean? And people will be like, oh, she's the youngest. She doesn't know. Okay. Well, that's all I got, y'all. I hope that you listened this far. And if you did, I so do appreciate you. Please share this with somebody who wants to listen to some mess, who wants to fuss at the phone like, oh, girl, yes, me too. That's how I felt too. Or I didn't see it like that. Please share with that person. You know what I mean? Because I'm here. I'm here for you. And if you have any show suggestions or things you want me to talk about in the future, outside of reviews, I would love to do that. Go to GOWTFpodcast@gmail.com. That's GOWTFpodcast@gmail.com. My name is Robin. This is Go With The Flow, and I'm going to see y'all next time. Bye.